Hello.
Tammy, yeah,
Hi, this is
Tammy.
Tammy. Yep.
Okay, so now what I supposed to do now?
Right. So he was basically trying saying that the patient can be assessed in the facility. So you're saying the patient is being discharged today, correct?
Well, I didn't go and get them because I wanted to make sure that I would be able to do home services for them.
Right. I'm just last time you sent in a referral, they were saying it's okay since you have the doctor's
I
note.
know. I know. That's what I told him. Everybody not on the same page. So, yeah, so.
Yeah, it just seems like they're saying that once the patient is home, he can be assessed at home, not in the facility.
Okay, so then, now what if I whatever the I guess they the last step, and I can't receive, be his caretaker, but now I done went and got him out of this facility. What am I supposed to do with that?
So you're saying you don't want to bring him home before the assessment?
I will, but I'll do what I need to do. But if I bring him home and they say he's not eligible for home care services. Now I can't afford on my income just to take care of him. It's like I'm
Right.
going to say, oh, okay, let me take care of him. I can't do this to myself. That's why I didn't go and get him from the
Right.
facility today.
I hear.
Yeah.
So, I'm just trying to figure this out because,
Me too. I'm confused.
because maybe the only way they can schedule it, maybe just keep him there, and once the assessor reaches out to you to schedule the assessment, you'll bring him home.
Okay, because so that must have not been the assessor then. Because matter of fact, I thought you said it was gonna come from a 1-866 number. That came from a 314. Yeah, that was a state number, 877. But I don't think I thought he said he was the assessor. Because I say, sir, are you calling me from a referral from the 27th of February? And he said, I believe so. That was his response.
You got the state specialist reached out to you from a 314 number?
That was a 314 number. Yeah, that's where I'm confused at. Because I was told it was going to be an 866 number.
Right. It's 866 number. Sometimes the assessor calls from the personal phone, so that's sometimes a 314 number. We're not really sure, but I guess you can look out for one of these numbers. But you're saying you haven't received any call yet, correct?
Not, that was the first call I received, that man from that 314-877 number you dialed.
So I guess you're saying I just think the best way to go about this is just wait for them to call you and schedule it, and you'll give the patient's home address to come assess the patient, and they usually schedule it within the week. So as
Okay,
soon as it's
so
scheduled, maybe I think the smartest thing would be once it's scheduled, you bring the patient home. But don't give the facility address. Give the patient's home address.
okay, yeah, I understand that, but the thing is, I don't know if he was the assessor or not. I don't know because
Oh, the one you spoke to?
yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
He said he can't go
let me
there.
check. 1 minute.
Okay.
Do you know his name?
I don't. I forgot it. And he's that number I just gave you was his direct line apparently, but I forgot his name. And actually, I don't remember him really saying his name because when he called, he asked for Chris Brimmer. Then I explained who I was, and he said, "Oh, you're Monique." Okay, I said, "Yeah, this is the number that I gave for free." And then if I'm remember, he just started talking about the reason why he was calling. But I'm not knowing if that was the assessor or not. But he did say, oh, no, he has to be at home. I can't go to the facility. So I don't know. I don't know if that was the assessor or not.
Let me
I'm at
see.
a
I just see a
standstill.
note. I just see a note. Their phone is niece. Good contact person called to set up initial assessment. The niece said that patient is in a nursing home. I told her I cannot see him in the nursing home. I asked about the facility. I gave her the option that she said she would talk to the provider, maybe call me back. Patient is skilled. Oh, I guess you just had to tell them that the patient is coming home. Did
Well, he
you tell
was supposed
them?
to come home today. Yeah, he
Right.
was supposed to come home today, but I didn't go get him in case everything is not lined up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they had to assess him there first. That's the understanding that I had.
So it seems like he called you today to schedule the assessment.
Maybe that is what it was for. Now, what if he... No, I'm going to say he said some other letters. He said...
Initial assessment, correct?
No, not that. I'm trying to see why I just wrote it down there. Because you told me it was a
CDS.
Okay, he used some other words. I'm trying to see where I wrote it down. And of course, I don't see it. Oh, I know where it says. He said something about RCF, and the doctor will have to change something to an ME code.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
I'm not really sure. Did they give you a number to call to remove that? I believe it's some kind of code.
No. He didn't give me no number. He was telling me basically like the referral will have to come from his doctor that I took him to see.
So maybe reach out to his doctor to see what that code is.
What's an ME code? I wonder if she would even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm not either familiar what that is.
Me either.
Maybe you want to reach out to his doctor?
I don't even know what I'm saying to her.
Mm-hmm. Say that you spoke to someone in the state, and it seems like there's an ME code on his Medicaid.
Okay. And actually, I'm going to see if I can get the lady. Well, it's not in place. That's what he was saying. It has to be in place.
Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why he can't schedule it? Well, that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, he didn't even tell me he was the assessor. I can't go and one of the reasons, yeah. He said, I can't go to the facility and see him. He has to be at home. I said, sir, I can't go and get him at home. And bring him home. And then things don't go through where I'm able to be his caretaker.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell him that you'll bring him home if that's okay? And once he's home,
yeah, I told him
he can be assessed?
Yeah, I was supposed to go get him. Yeah.
And what did
he say? He said if I had any more questions to call him back like we just did. I told him I was going to call the home care service.
Right, and he didn't want me on the line because we're the agency. He can't really give out that information about the patient on the phone.
So
I will need you to call the patient's doctor to see what the ME code is about. And one more thing, to call back the assessor and ask if you bring him home, if he can be assessed.
Well, I'm sure he can. He said, yeah, he got to be at home.
Right.
He said that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I've never had to deal with this before.
Yeah.
All of this is new to me,
and
I'm in total
happening.
Confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is confusing.
Right, yeah. I guess the state is the only one that can help you really now, because we're just the agency.
I know.
The one that approves the patient. But hopefully, if you call him back and maybe explain to him that...
But when I talk to him and I say, sir, are you responding back from a referral that I put in on the 27th, which was that Friday? He's saying he believes so. That's not even saying that he's the assessor. I can't go by I believe so. Either you are or you not.
Oh, my.
I'm going to call him back, and I'm going to get his name, and I'm going to see if he's the assessor that was supposed to come to see Chris.
Yeah, speak to him and ask him if he's assessor or not. And
okay,
if he's not, then he should give you the assessor's number.
Okay. I'll call you back if I have to.
Okay, great.
Okay,
we'll be in touch. Okay,
right.
Good luck.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
thanks. Bye.